B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 Miles? Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crap, while rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? Hey, 98 Miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right. Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up.
This what y'all wanted for 98 Miles? Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crap, while rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall Dick, where you at? Hey, 98 Miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I mean? I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right. Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
98.5 to Sports Hub every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Brandon Merriweather is kind enough to join us. You remember him for his days with the Patriots. He's a very successful restaurateur and man about town. Brandon Merriweather is brought to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD. 851 mover. That's dnvanlines.com. Brandon, hello.
What's up, yo? What's up?
It's all good. That's what I got to say.
Hey, Joe Murray, man. Good job, man. I heard you just then, man. You did a good job.
Thanks, man.
Look at this. He's coming around on you, Joe Murray.
Somewhere Wallach is crying.
He ain't walled it by a long shot.
All right. Okay. So you and you came out with that rap song, and I know you don't love talking about it, but have you ever heard Deion Sanders when he came out with the song Must Be the Money? Oh, you do know it. All right. Yeah. Let's remind you a little bit of the song, and you tell us. All right, Brandon, what is your opinion of that song? why is his voice like that?
I don't know, man. He must have used auto-tune, man, you know? I don't know.
It's like there's some idea of like a 70s pimp talking.
That's exactly what it sounds like. That's the first thing I thought of when I first heard it.
That's his impression of like, Simon Rowland, gators. When was the last time he wore gators?
I have never worn gaiters.
Yeah, you're too young. There was a time, my friend, when you wanted to go out.
What did you? What,
and,
what was?
And you wanted to floss. You had gaiters on.
What was like the big thing that you bought to wear when you first got like your first paycheck from Miami? Like, what did you end up buying for yourself that was nice, like nice clothes?
Well, the most expensive thing I think I bought to wear is my suits. You know, I had some handmade suits tailored just for me. You know, so I think those were the most expensive things I bought.
All right. Did you any jewelry?
Oh yeah. You know, I had to get the jewelry.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's crazy. I still got this jewelry right now, and I never wear it. That's the crazy part. Like, I got all this jewelry I done bought, and it's just sitting here.
Are you into sneakers?
No, I'm not. I'm not of a sneakerhead. Granted, I got, 100 pair, but I'm not a sneakerhead.
Apparently, you're not a sneaker guy.
I'm getting into it, and I'm getting compliments.
See, look, you got to understand, I had a Nike contract, and I had to spend $25,000 in Nike money a year on just gear.
Right.
So what else would I do besides go ahead and get the shoes?
All right. Did you get like offers to like the limited edition stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. You just had to get it before a certain time.
You could sell that stuff, lots of money.
You could. I got, you remember when they came out with the 2 pair of Jordans and 1 box?
Yeah,
they all of them equaled up to 23. I got them. I got like 5-6 boxes right now in my closet that never been worn.
Really? What's your shoe size?
A 10.5, 11.
I'm a 10.5.
I'm 11.
I'm a 15.
Maybe.
Yeah. You're 15?
15 wide.
All right there,
guy.
Ogre. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got a hog on
him. You got special order your shoes, Joe?
I do.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, he got to order his shoes. They got to go get them made.
Yeah, he's got to get those. He's got to get those Maxim comments.
Who has the biggest shoe that you ever played with?
I don't know. Might be Tom. Don't Tom look like he wear boots?
Well, when he runs, it looks like he's wearing
like
boots.
Like a Clydesdale out there.
All right, so the officiating yesterday, people are very upset about it. Have you ever been in a game where you thought the officials had something against your team or, maybe that there was like a fix that was in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every player in America has.
Right.
If you haven't, then you just haven't played long enough, or you lying. Like every player in America has.
Have you ever been insulted by a ref? Like a ref say something that was really like out of line?
Yeah, man, I done been cussed out by a ref. Absolutely.
Like what did they say?
One ref was playing Pittsburgh, and who was the tight end? It was some tight end. I forgot who he was. But he literally was pushing me down. And I got up and I was like, "Ref, you don't see this man? He pushed me down on the route every time. Like, what are you not seeing?" He told me, "Shut that F up." He said, "Shut the F up and be a grown man and let your play talk for you."
Ooh, is that Heath
Miller?
Wow.
It might have been Heath.
Now, is it hard to contain your? How much are you allowed to get away with like barking back at an official?
I think it depends on who he is. To be honest, if it's Tom could get away with saying whatever. If it's Drew could say whatever. It all depends on who he is.
But you, on the other hand, like if you're a guy on defense, and you are not Tom Brady. Like these guys, now these guys obviously aren't giving you any kind of leeway.
Oh, no. See, that's the difference. They gave me a lot of leeway. The problem with me was that, before the game, the refs have to ask the coaches if anybody want to keep an eye on. So every game they told of me because of the hits. So now, you know, when I go talk to the refs, it's like I'm just trying to be on their good side, kind of. Like, so it wasn't that I couldn't say nothing because I said a lot of stuff to the refs and never got, you know, a penalty.
Yeah, what was the meanest thing you ever said to a ref? You?
I don't know, man. Y'all got to understand, man. When I step on the field, you know, I turn into a completely different person.
Right.
Like, you know, like my friends ain't even, like my friends have told me, like, yo, man, you don't even, like, you ain't even my friend when you're on the, and I tell them, like, look, when we get on the field, if you ain't got on the same jersey I got on, we, after the game, we could be friends then. But when we in between them lines, it ain't no friends. I don't even like you.
Yeah, well, that's good. I wish more people were like that. I mean, you know, you get sick of seeing people with the same agents and everything going out there, and you know, there's not that hate.
Yeah, and I also see, like, other teammates, like, on different teams helping guys on other teams up. Is that kind of a new thing? I mean, you would never do that, right?
No, that hurt my nerves. Yeah. That hurt my nerves. Like, really, that, like, I'm telling you, like, even with my high school football team, like, I seen them do it, and I had to walk in the huddle like, man, hey, listen, we ain't friendly, yo. Y'all tripping. Like, we ain't helping nobody up. We ain't doing none of that. If anything, you push their face back in the dirt.
Yeah. That's the way I wish it was. I mean, it's a contact sport. I mean, you could hurt somebody out there. I mean, that's what you want to do. All right. When you watch Brady, there's a big narrative here that none of this is Brady's fault, and he doesn't have anyone to throw to. I obviously, by the tone of my voice, you can tell that I'm not completely convinced of that. When you see him play, does he look the same to you as he did years ago?
The same? No.
Right.
No, Brady don't look the same. Brady, now, I can say that Brady looks, he doesn't look the same, but he doesn't look like what everybody trying to make it seem like Brady is just done. No, he don't look like he's done. Now, granted, he had, what, maybe 8 drop passes yesterday?
A lot of drops, yeah. A lot of drops in the end zone, yeah.
Right, so if you really consider that, you know, you gotta say, yeah, a lot of it is not Brady's fault, but a lot of it is, like, that interception yesterday, completely Brady's fault, like 100% only Brady's fault. You know what I mean? But at the same time, he threw a crossing route on the third and, you know, a third and 8 to 16. I think he's the first rounder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he dropped it. You know, he threw one to the little homie Dorsett, and he dropped it. He threw one across to Edelman, and Edelman wasn't paying attention, and he dropped it. Like, so you gotta understand. Like, if Brady had the weapons, and all this stuff was still happening, then you could say, you know, it's Brady's fault.
Right. But do you think that he's getting hit a lot this year? Do you think that that might affect him and how long he wants to play?
I think it depends on what the Patriots do in the offseason. Like, if they address some of the needs, then I think Brady play. But okay. If not, then I think Brady's saying, look, man, if y'all ain't going to go get an extra offensive lineman or, you know, an extra receiver, then I'm kind of done. I'm not going to sit here and go through this again.
All right, Brandon, we're going to bring something back for you right now.
Let's do 5 questions with Brandon Merriweather. Questions that have nothing to do with football, either thought of by us or submitted by listeners. And this one, first one starts with piggybacking off Joe Murray, the guy that you're a new fan of. He just got back from Las Vegas. Do you have any Vegas stories?
You remember my rap song, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. But I can't. I'm not gonna get no stories. But yeah, of course, I got a bunch of stories.
Face down, ass up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you gamble when you're out there, or are you just in the clubs? Where do you spend most of your money?
I'm not a big gambler, you know, but I do gamble every time I go to Vegas. I'll spend, you know, $5,000-$10,000 gambling, you know what I mean?
Right.
But to be honest, I normally win, to be honest. Like, I end up never losing for some reason.
You gamble on football?
No. I think football is boring to gamble on. You know what I mean? Like, for one, I have to gamble against my homeboys. I have to bet on the team that, you know, that I got a homeboy playing against. So why would I do that?
Just to add to that, do you know any NFL player that has bet on other football games, like what we just heard with Arizona this week?
No, I don't. I don't know no NFL player that actually gambled on football.
He's not going to narc anyone out of here.
All right, question number two. Brandon, Fred has done impressions of you. You've heard it before. What is your best impression?
I ain't got none. I'm not that impression guy. I told y'all this last year.
Can you do an impression of Fred?
Nope.
It's hard to get this seductive. It is hard to reach this.
He can do a Waldick, though, I believe, right?
No, man, I can't do it. You do a Waldick.
All you have to do for Waldick is... Hey, look at me. I had surgery.
Hey, do the Joe Murray.
Oh, I got... All right, you got to give me a minute on that.
All right, we'll come back to
you. I'm not a circus clown.
Perform for me, clown. All right, we'll come back to that. Best Christmas song. It is the Christmas season. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Damn, that's a good one. Probably Boyz II Men.
Let It Snow.
Christmas Time, I think it's called Christmas Time.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, if Wallach was in here, Wallach would know all about that. Wallach, very big in the old R&B.
All right, what is the worst Christmas song?
I don't know, man. I don't think there's really no bad Christmas songs.
Oh, there's bad Christmas songs.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, I would say one of the first ones is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. That one sucks. Then I would have to go that Paul McCartney, Simply Having a Wonderful
like
Christmas
song.
That song drives me crazy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bruce Springsteen Live? You know Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, I know who Bruce Springsteen is, but I don't know. I ain't never heard him sing a Christmas song.
Oh, it's the worst.
Neither have I.
Oh, you never heard?
I have, yeah. It's like live?
Yeah, and at the beginning, it's like, hey, Clarence, who's going to get your new saxophone for Christmas?
Maybe we should play some songs for him next week.
Maybe we shouldn't. Put a gun to my head.
One of my favorite stories, Brandon, is that Bill Belichick gave you a mixtape of his favorite songs, and you said Bruce Springsteen was on it, right?
He was, but it went no Christmas song on there.
Yeah, because it's awful. All right. Finally, I love hearing about this, especially from athletes. Most money you spent on a gift for your kid?
The most money I spent on a gift for my kid. Does it have to be my kid, or can it be my nephew?
Oh, yeah, your nephew, sure.
Whatever kid, yeah.
I think $15,000, you know, for my nephew.
Whoa, what'd you buy?
A car.
Oh, okay. But that's a
15 grand car? That's cheap.
It's like a pre-owned vehicle.
That's a pre-owned vehicle.
that's what he wanted. You think I'm finna be mad?
Like I've seen a lot of different like people buy their kids these little Range Rovers that are the mini ones that you get like that are several thousand dollars, but they're like kid size where kids can drive them. Have you seen those things?
Yeah, I actually got one for my son. I got one of the little remote control. Range Rover, I think it's a Range Rover. I got him the remote control one where I control it and he just sit in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just bought one.
All right.
You ever set up ramps for him?
Say that again?
You ever set up ramps for him and, like, you know, take him off-roading?
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever I go, he going.
All right. You know? Well, Brandon, it is always a pleasure, sir. I will work on my Joe Murray impression, and I will have it for you next week.
All right, y'all be good.
All right, we'll see you, man.
Thank you, Brandon. We always appreciate it. There you go.
You're telling me you've never heard that Bruce Springsteen song?
I have.
It's infuriating.
All his songs are infuriating. All his live songs are infuriating.
There was one I was on like this. Hang on the mistletoe. I've never heard this, but it doesn't suck.
This Christmas.
No, it's just a Boyz II Men song.
The other day on the radio, there was a Rascal Flatts Christmas song that came on, and it was the most awful, mashed potato, infuriatingly mediocre song that I think I've heard.
Hey, Clarence, I'm getting you a cowbell for Christmas. Hey, Santa Claus.
And the song never ends.
Well, no Bruce Springsteen live song ends. It doesn't end until
it's
the last...
It's a blue-collar Christmas song. I'm working hard to make it long and boring. I got a rag in my pocket.
It's like a shift at the steel mill. Long and boring.
You like tedious songs? Merry Christmas!
And they don't stop until every baseball writer is passed out.
You all took it out, Mr. Gammons?
All right, so we'll be back. Bob Fesco.
Oh, yeah.
From Kansas City, reveling.
Oh, somebody just nailed it. Christmas shoes is the worst Christmas. Yeah, that one's the worst.
How's that go?
It's about the person who's dying, and the kid goes and buys this Christmas shoes for his mom who's dying because she wants to look nice when she meets Jesus.
Oh, well, that's a good little story.
It's like someone just wrote a fake song to try to... It's the audio version of someone trying to jam lemon juice in your eyes. Cry, damn it, cry!
So Jesus is up in heaven like, nice
try. Nice shoes, you're looking snappy.
He's Mr. Blackwell. Excuse me.
You know, he's the
pumps,
guy.
Really?
He's the guy letting people in the club. Like, the club is heaven. Shoes aren't good enough.
Next time, go barefoot. All right. We will be back. We'll find out what Mr. Fesco has to say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
This is Eckersley's alarm clock. All right, Bob Fesco is in Kansas City. He hates the mountains of New England.
The Chowderheads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
He's very talented, as you can tell.
We as fans have got to play the they're not believing in us because it's going to be too cold to cheer card.
Yeah, right? Well, he doesn't like the mountains.
What? Pompous mountains and Maine.
Oh, is there anything worse than, like, rallying the fans? Ugh.
Up in Old England.
Yeah, Old England, of course. And
you
got
to go and cheer.
I remember that. I mean, he was just on fire before the AFC Championship last year.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Oh, Bob Fesco. So I had to check in on him. He's got to be rubbing himself in oil this morning. He's got to be extremely happy. I have a feeling my man has been going nuts on the air. Do you think you might have some nicknames about some people here? Maybe Tom Brady or the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm going to guess. Yeah, and I'm not going to say it, but maybe a certain kind of soup.
Well, I mean, he's a chowderheads. He loves using chowder.
Yeah, everyone hates New England clam chowder. Everywhere around the world, it's a big insult, which is the dumbest insult in the world. How about that soup?
Clinching a playoff spot and all that stuff's gravy. But that's a big hurdle overcome with getting that win in New England. They made their fans boo, for goodness sakes.
They made the fans boo in New England. And talk about Old England fans up there. Talk about just...
Ugh.
Why is Old England a
why
insult?
Why is that supposed to...
He's not very good at the...
Radio?
Like if he was... Like, imagine him doing crowd work at a comedy club. Like, look at this fat guy here. You're so fat, that seat might break. Hey, look at this this guy? Hey, hey, fatty. What do you got? A lot of eating a lot of food? Are you? Old England.
Oh yeah. Do you remember when that one time that he was like said the old
hear ye, the honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever in New England.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Borderline.
One of them Jews. Like, whatever. Bernstein Rosen, you know the type. All right. He continues.
For goodness sakes. I mean, they made the fans boo in New England. And talk about old England fans up there. Talk about just, you know, selfish SOBs, spoiled brats, man. You've had 20 years of greatness, and you have the nerve to boo your football team after 6 championships in 20 years and 10 straight 10-win seasons, whatever it's been for this club up there in New England, the way that they've set records over the last couple of years. Talk about spoiled brat fans. They really are the best fans in football, my foot. I mean, seriously. Like, you have the nerve to boo Tom Brady and the New England Patriots after the 20-year run?
Oh, shut up. What do you care? Spoiled fans, go screw yourself. If you go to a game, do whatever you want. Spoiled fans. They were booing. See, the thing is that if you went in and go like, wow, that was pretty cool. I can't recall them booing. But then the spoiled fans.
I'm waiting for him to make fun of beans. All the beans that are here in town.
And I'll tell you.
That they just put you on. If I'm Tom Brady right now, I'm asking to be traded today. And
Yeah. You can be traded today too, bud.
Hey, they were booing me. I'm out of here.
That they just put you on. If I'm Tom Brady right now, I'm asking to be traded today, and I'm leaving the Patriots organization.
Tom Brady's going to launch himself into the sun, ladies and gentlemen.
There is no reason for Tom Brady to ever have to play a game again for those unappreciative old England fans.
He's been booing longer than the fans have.
But you can do that. You're a fan.
I'm just saying.
Man.
Why would that phase him? He's been booing his offense for like 3 weeks now.
But that would be like KU fans going out and booing Bill Self or booing Roy Williams or
Bill Self's cheats. I mean, can you imagine? I mean,
he has
going out and booing Bill Self. I mean, you probably should be shot.
You fans going out and booing Bill Self or booing Roy Williams or something of that nature. I mean, you just don't do that. There's been a lot of success brought there to New England. And,
hey,
and
you're
in the funk. You're 10-3 this year, my God.
They got it back later when they started the Brady chant.
Right, yeah, uh-huh, sure. They
wiped out the people that were
old England fans.
They were booing. Magic. They overcame them with niceness towards Brady when he made that run.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'd love to have old England problems right now. I still would. I mean, I still would love to have the problems that the Cheatriots are facing right now.
Oh, he gave us a Cheatriots. Oh, it sticks in my craw.
Except for having to pay these 2 divorce settlements. I'd give anything to have the New England problems. I mean, I gotta keep looking around for the insurance guy. You want to talk about problems? Oh, the gout.
Trade me after the trade deadline, where I'm a free agent when it's all done.
And sitting at 10-3, leading the division and having the 2 seed in the postseason, and the gall on those fans to get up there and to boo their own team. It was music to my ears.
What have you done for me lately,
but
man?
Still, I mean, that just shows you're unappreciative. And if you're Tom Brady, you're like, why do I want to play for you people anymore? Seriously, why do I want to play here? Why do I want to play in a city and in a region that is booing me when I'm 10-3 and I'm having a game where the defense is getting after me and I'm trying to will my team to a victory and you guys are booing
Josh
me?
Josh McDaniels and I want to go to Cleveland.
Go, get the hell out of Dodge. And that's what I would do if I was Tom Brady today. I would walk and say, you know what? You're underappreciating me. You're unappreciative fans. I'm out of here. There's no reason for me to stand around here in New England anymore. The nerve of them booing Tom Brady last night. But it was music to all of our ears, and it was a great win. And that's the slaying of the dragon that we needed in the regular season. And let's go rolling through this thing, and let's kick some more tail this weekend.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you get on that? With the unappreciative fans.
Fred, the fact of the matter is, He's in our dome.
We're living inside the dome. I'm glad I'm living in your dome up there in Boston. I can't get over the fact that we are inside the dome.
Yeah,
and I got into their dome, which is even better. I'm spinning in their dome. If I'm living in your dome and I'm swimming in your head in Boston, thank you for allowing me to stay rent-free in your dome as you're up there eating chowder. Man, I'll live in the dome rent-free.
What is it with soup? Like, the biggest insult is soup.
Just send him a shirt that says that. What is it with soup?
Just be like, ah, chicken noodle my eye. You've gone too far this time.
Oh, someone said we should have Patriots Protector give him a call. Chris from Raynham.
And on that.
Have Chris from Raynham call him.
Chris from Raynham. I think the Patriots bat signal's been set out there.
How old is Paul Fesco?
Bob Fesco?
Bob Fesco.
He's probably like in his 50s.
Okay. Because I'm assuming that.
Last time our listeners tried to call Bob Fesco, he wouldn't put any callers on. Do you remember that?
Just start calling Bob Fesco. We'll play him.
I don't know what his number is.
No, but I mean, it's easy to find. Yeah, Bob, is he on right now?
It's called, Fesco in the Morning.
Ooh, he was exposed for having a Twitter burner account in the past.
No, I did read about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, when you're Fesco, you got to keep your name out of the paper.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to call and give this guy the what for.
No, just add everything. Like, just be like, ah, what's up with those soup heads? With the potatoes and the clams and the... What's going on up there with their soup? What is this, Paul Revere? So there you go. Oh, God, make us lobster.
Yeah, I want lobster. Look at these guys packing their cat. Well, they did do the Boston contest. Like, people who speak like Bostonians. And
Boston.
That was nice. There you go. All right. Well, if you want to go.
It was a little how about them apples kind of feel for it. Yeah.
It's a movie. All right. So when we come back, we will go around the NFL. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Around the NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
I don't know why you're an on-air talent, why, like, nothing particularly is supposed to affect you. Like, if there's a blizzard, you still have to come into work. If there's a terrorist situation, you still have to come into work. And if there's a fire...
Yeah, turn that up. That is going on right now our office.
So everyone would tell you to leave.
And by the way, nobody ever believes a fire alarm. Like, look around. Like, even, like, people in the office, they're just kind of getting their coffee.
They're in the coffee. They're in the kitchen just walking around.
Like, when do you...
Bird took the elevator. I'm like, don't take the elevator on a fire.
Did Bird take the elevator?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
Like, no one ever believes a fire alarm. I mean, I'm looking, like, Jim Lyles in the other room just hanging out. All of us are kind of sitting there. Like, no, I guess we just kind of sit here and burn.
And there's only really, like... two ways out.
This is what we go through to give you the quality content that we provide every day, guys. Just want you to know that.
No, but I just think it's
lunch pail, guys.
That you're
flesh burning off our bones, guys. We'll do that for you.
It's not like a mandate by the company or anything, but it is rather.
Well, Fred said it best. Like, one day we should just leave. Like, when the fire alarm goes on, like,
we couldn't get in trouble. I mean, you would. It's holiday book. I mean, but you couldn't get in trouble. I mean, what are they going to do? Go, like, hey, guys, like, you know, you can't leave. Well, fire alarm.
We should have a song that we play, like, on loop so people know it's a fire alarm.
And we can play Firehouse by Kiss.
That's not a bad idea.
and you know, as a tribute to the brave men and women of the fire department.
That's not a bad idea. Well, it was two heavyweights just beating the snot out of each other until the final possession yesterday.
Nelson will snap. Wisnowski will hold. Here's your football game. High snap. Wisnowski got it down. Robbie Gold's kick is good! Robbie Gold beats the New Orleans Saints at the gun.
Wow.
Jimmy Garoppolo, absolutely brilliant yesterday. Went 26 of 35 for 349 yards, four touchdowns, and there aren't many players in the NFL more fun to watch right now than George Kittle. We talked about that before. Gronk 2.0, seen dragging guys down the field, sometime requiring three players to take him down. And as is the theme this week, and the refs kind of screwed the Saints at one point, but
yeah, that would the officiating in that game wasn't fantastic.
It was not.
I will say that I watched that whole entire game. Sean Payton lost the game for them. I know they came back and scored a touchdown late. They left too many seconds on the clock. They had Taysom Hill, who's a former quarterback in there, did a fake punt, missed on a third down try. Like he's like the gimmick god, Taysom Hill. Let's take one of the best quarterbacks ever off the field to put Taysom Hill in. That's why they lost that game yesterday.
He's the Josh McDaniels of the NFC. By the way, Around the NFL is brought to you by Doctors Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard. The hair doctors of Rob Ninkovich at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
That would be one hell of an NFC championship, though. I would like to see that again. That was like a college football game yesterday with the amount of scoring.
Well, if they play in San Francisco, I think San Francisco just completely dominates them. But we shall see.
Here's Emmanuel Sanders, the guy the Patriots should have traded for on Jimmy Garoppolo.
First and foremost, I want to say I am exhausted. That was a dog fight. I'm tired. But not so much emotionally, just physically. Like, I'm ready to get on this plane. I've never been so excited about a five-hour plane. Take a good nap on there. And Jimmy's a baller. You know, I know a lot of people are still looking at him to see what kind of player he is. But I'm telling you, he's a baller.
They love Jimmy Garoppolo up there in San Francisco. They think he's going to be the man to bring it. It's still going off.
Yeah, these lights are disconcerting. They're not making me feel very good.
Yep, there it is. Fantastic. Well, the Ravens, they're just a big, massive pain in the ass.
Fourth and eight from the 16-yard line. Bills down 24-17. Josh lines up shotgun. Here's the snap. All kinds of pressure now. Josh guns it downfield. It is incomplete for John Brown. He was well covered by Marcus Peters inside the five. The pass falls incomplete. And the Ravens start to celebrate with 1:03 left to play.
After hours of lighting themselves on fire and smashing tables in the parking lot, the Bills fans found themselves on the verge of almost seeing an upset, but one that would ultimately fall short, as you heard there. The Ravens win that 24-17.
If you didn't know, Josh Allen, not a very good quarterback.
You know, he's been very good lately, but yesterday he was not. By the way, the Bills actually did a pretty good job making Lamar Jackson seem somewhat human. His stat line might look deceiving. He was 16-25.
That was a very, very, very boring game.
If Josh Allen could complete a pass over 5 yards, that would have been good for the Bills yesterday.
Yeah.
He sucked.
He does suck very, very bad.
He's had glimpses, though, this year. Like, I think that he's going to get better.
No, he's too dumb.
I think with that team, he can, yes.
Well, he's not even a game manager.
Yeah, he's the team's 9-3 right now, 9-4, whatever it is.
9-4.
9-4.
If they had a better quarterback, they'd be the best team in the AFC.
Yes.
Maybe with the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, he is terrible.
By the way, Jackson did struggle. He went 3 of 11 on third down. There was one awesome moment, however, when a Ravens play sheet blew onto the field, and the Bills' Tre'Davious White picked it up and started taking a look at it and flipping it around. That was until the ref yanked it out of his hands.
The refs did not find that humorous.
No, they were
right on that.
I thought that was great. All right, so when we come back from the break, Fred, there has been, you've been waiting for the epic meltdown with the Cleveland Browns, and they did after winning a game yesterday. I'm talking people getting thrown under the bus. People want out of there.
Just is a disaster.
It's become the glorious disaster that we all thought it was going to be.
No. Not everyone.
I'm trying to include myself because I was completely wrong at the beginning of the year.
Hurley was wrong. Everybody was wrong. All right. We'll be right back with more Around the NFL.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.